Yesterday afternoon, the NRL dropped the big news that the Roosters have got a home game here at BB Prince Stadium in Mackay against the Gold Coast Titans. The guy that should be kicking off from the tee on halfway point is the guy that basically put it all together, Mackay Mayor Greg Williamson. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you again, mate.
Yeah, good to see you guys too. No. I'm not kicking it off, I can tell you that.
can I just talk about a ball incident, though? You were at the Mackay basketball stadium there a few months ago with a young lady, and you kicked – you went to hit dribble a ball, you fell over.
And I fell over.
That was my niece that you were playing.
That's right.
That's my niece.
So a 10-year-old beat you.
It was a good tackle.
Oh, my God. Anyway, back to the NRL. This is great news for Mackay, though, isn't it, Greg? It's fantastic.
Absolutely
news.
Sensational news to Mackay. And look, our team who have put all this together. And it's not just the team. It's really what happened in the last season. Mm. You know, the one that we've just had, the five games that we had here, including the two round two semi-final games.
Yeah.
It's our crowd. It's the people of Mackay. It's the friendliness. It's our community who've actually drawn the Roosters back. Mm. Now, obviously, I think this announcement was supposed to be on Friday, but the NRL put out the draw yesterday, as you know. And how good was it to see that in round nine, on the 7th of May, we've got the Roosters and Titans here in a Roosters home game. And that's actually the Roosters coming to us and saying, hey, or they had to go to the NRL first and say, hey, we need a regional game. It needs to be in Mackay. And they've done that because of, I guess, the relationship that's been built up between the BB Prince Stadium, you know, our staff who've actually put all this together in the initial instance, and the people of Mackay, you know, I was blown away by the number of Rooster supporters who came
Same
out
here.
On the.
There's quite a few people that are rich. Because that's what the Roosters are, rich.
Yeah, is that right? Right.
I don't know about that.
I think we'll do the same thing. Roosters and Titans here in Mackay, it'll be an absolute sellout. And once again, you know, this is just proof that we can do these things in Mackay, and we can do it because of our community. You know, as you guys know, you were there on all of the games, and it's just our community that gets behind this. And anything we do, it's absolutely sensational.
Is this the start of something for the future? So we've got a home game now. Do you see this happening again down the track? Each year we'll have a couple of home games. Possibly.
Well, we'll keep trying.
Yeah.
And but mind you, there's a lot of other regions out there wanting to steal our lunch. So we've seen that, you know, this coming season in 2022, the regional games in Queensland, Sunshine Coast, Bundaberg, and Mackay. And you know, how good is that?
It's so good.
So we've just got to keep running that flag up the flagpole, saying, you know, ours is a region. You have experienced, you know we can do it, you know the crowd gets behind you. There's no reason you shouldn't have a home game in our region in all of the future NRL seasons.
And every single team that came here throughout the course of this year, they actually said, wow, what a facility.
Well, the feedback was,
has.
It was amazing.
Every single administration.
That's exactly right. That's the feedback that we got too. And that sort of feeling is engendered not just because of the facility, but because of the people who run it, people who, you know, behind the bar, everybody that they come in contact with, you know, everybody was happy, everybody was pumped, and everybody had a smile on their face, and everybody said, great to have you in Mackay.
Yep.
That's the sort of thing that builds tourism wherever you are, and particularly in sports tourism, it really counts a lot. So, you know, I'm pumped as, and I'm very, very, very proud of our community because it really is the community working together that has bought this for 2022.
But we need the leader to do it, and you're certainly the mayor of the region, mate, so you've got to take some of the kudos for
He's
that.
He's also the halftime entertainment, kicking the ball over the between the sticks.
Don't be mean to Greg.
They'll have to be small sticks.
I think we're all in the same boat there. So before we let you go, knock off time for you. It's a busy time of the year. You don't really get a break, do you?
Look, we're going to have some time down over the Christmas New Year period. But the last meeting of council is the 8th of December, and the first meeting for 2022 will be the 27th of January. We adopted that at last council meeting. So that gives the elected members a bit of a break, you know. And
It's a hard job.
Gives the officers a bit of a break too, you know.
Yeah.
But, of course, the business of council goes on, and we really, the council services only shut down between that Christmas and New Year week. But the rest of the council services are all there. For us, though, as elected members, you know, there's a bit of a downtime between our last meeting and the first of 2022, well, which is good.
A hectic year, and that's why you need that rest. It certainly is always, mate. Good to see you joining us in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan Dave. It's good to talk to you as usual.